This is NASCAR driver Tony Breidinger inviting you to make a pit stop at Raising Cane's for my favorite craveable chicken fingers. Turbocharge your order and get it even faster when you order online or with the Raising Cane's app. Raising Cane's chicken fingers, one love. Raising Cane's is not affiliated with NASCAR.
What's up, Undisputed listeners? It's your boy, Shay Sharp. I wanted to tell you about my new podcast, Club Shay Shay, where we always do something before two something. Each week, I sit down with a guest for a drink and conversation. And as host and proprietor of Club Shay Shay, I welcome in esteemed guests such as Snoop Dogg, Floyd Money Mayweather, LeVar Ball, Isaiah Thomas, just to mention a few. Whether I'm talking to an athlete, a musician, an actor, or a lifelong friend, Club Shay Shay is a place where people share inspiring and motivational stories about their journeys to prominence. The new episode drops every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to Club Shay Shay now and make sure you never miss a new episode. Now back to Undisputed.
Welcome to the Undisputed Podcast. I'm your host, Jenny Taft. This podcast is a condensed version of today's episode of Undisputed, handpicked with the best segments and discussions. Skip, Shannon, let's go.
We are here to celebrate greatness.
People just wanted to be here to see Kobe one last time.
Reverse! Good!
Are you kidding me? Last night of your NBA career? If I wasn't sitting here, I wouldn't believe it. This is like out of a movie. Game in the refrigerator. Kobe's last night. He's gonna score 60. I don't believe what I just saw.
What can I say? Mamba out.
Seeing that footage, it hits you. Exactly 1 year ago today, guys, it marked the tragic deaths of Kobe and Gianna Bryant. The NBA legend and his 13-year-old daughter were among nine people who lost their lives in a helicopter crash in Southern California. And earlier this month, Vanessa Bryant posted on social media that she hoped people would celebrate the lives of Kobe and Gianna instead of fixating on how they passed as today approached. So, Shannon, what are your feelings a year later?
That lost loved ones, and I know we talk about Kobe because he was the recognizable face and his young daughter Gigi, but there are a lot of grieving families that lost loved ones in this process, and they're grieving, and they would like to celebrate the lives of their loved ones. So let's make sure that when we fall on our knees and we pray, and we keep those families in mind as well. For me, Skip, with Kobe, it still doesn't seem real. I knew what Kobe was in the basketball community. Skip, I did not know Kobe was this big. If you think about when guys do anything, play golf, you see golfers come out there with the Kobe jerseys on. Yep. You see tennis players come out there with jerseys on. You see football players with the cleats on. Mamba mentality, business world. You move from just being a basketball player, you move to being an icon that transcends sports. Skip, right, you know, I saw a thing the other day. It's talking about players that's mentioned most in rap. Kobe is number one, and Michael Jordan is a distant second. That goes to show you how people, what they thought of him.
Yep.
Like I said, I had I was DMing him a month to the day that happened. Because I had just saw him earlier that year, Skip, at the Icon Awards, and he was just talking, and he just seemed so at peace. I'm like, bro, you don't miss it. He's like, Sharp, I put everything into that. He said, I don't miss not one day. I get an opportunity. He said, that was my passion for 20 years. Writing now, you know, he won an Oscar for his play, his short story, I think is what it's called, a short story.
Dear Basketball.
Dear Basketball. And he says, I just want to, you know, be there with my family, raise the girls, got, you know, Gigi's talking about. And he just seemed so at peace. I wasn't around Kobe much, Skip. I got an opportunity to see him play, went back in the locker room and talked to him. But he seemed at peace. He seemed at ease with where he was in his life. And you know, but like Vanessa said, you know, celebrate that. What happened on that fateful Sunday morning and the foggy Sunday morning on that mountainside? We all wish that would have never happened. But I'm going to remember him dropping 81 on Toronto. I'm going to remember him dropping 60 in his last game. I'm going to remember him dropping 62 in three quarters against the Mavericks.
Yep.
I'm going to remember the virtuoso performances in the big games when you needed Kobe Bryant. And like I said, he's the closest thing that I've ever seen to Michael Jordan. And I don't know if we'll ever see someone like Mike and like Kobe again. Kobe was fun to watch. He didn't cheat you. Mm-mm. You knew exactly what you were going to get from Kobe Bryant. Every single thing he got. Mm. He didn't cheat the process. So for me, Skip, although it's sad, sometimes I go in my DM and I just look at the message. I'm like, bro, I can't believe this happened. Mm. But Kobe is, I don't know, Skip. There are certain people that transcend a particular sport. Ali did that. Mm. People quote, Skip, Kobe is in that stature as far as iconic in his play and how people revere him. Skip, I did, like I said, I knew how big he was in basketball. Mm. I knew that. But the world mourned his passing. Mm. That tells you everything you need to know about this young man.
Mm-hmm. So for me, it seems like yesterday that you and I were at our hotel in South Beach,
yep.
Miami, getting ready for Monday of Super Bowl week, mm-hmm. when this hit like a million tons of bricks. And I remember that afternoon seeing trending, not Kobe. And now a year later, I'm still right there where I was.
Yeah.
Not Kobe. It's impossible.
Right.
Kobe, when it dawned on me a couple of days back, we're coming up on a year, I had to stop and think, wait a second. He's really gone? He was invincible on and off the court. He was a dynamo in his career in basketball and in his second career.
Yes.
He won the Academy Award already.
An Oscar.
An Oscar. What? That's impossibly great. Of all the icons, of all the figures, not Kobe.
Right.
And now, we live here on the west side of Los Angeles, and I can't tell you how many times I'm drawn back into what happened to Kobe, because you often see during the day helicopters buzz over, mm-hmm. here on the west side of L.A. on,
right.
the way to LAX, which is not too far from here where we are, the Fox studios.
Right.
And every time I see a helicopter now, you know what I think about. When I'm driving into the studio around 4 o'clock in the morning and it's foggy here, which it often is, mm-hmm. not like San Francisco foggy, but we get our periods of fog, mm-hmm. early morning. You know what I think? Oh, because that it was a really foggy morning as they, yeah. tried to take the helicopter up north.
Game to GG's game.
Yep. So for me, usually after someone passes, time will slowly heal your wound, your pain and your grief, really your agony over losing him or her. It will heal. But to me, it feels like even 1 year later, I haven't even begun to heal yet.
The wound is still fresh, Skip. Yeah. And that's what I tell people. People are like, well, we know how close you were with your grandmother. How did you get over it? I say, when a death and someone is that close to you, you don't get over it. You learn to deal with it.
Yeah.
You don't get over that. Vanessa's not going to get over this. She'll get better as time and time. She'll get better of coping. Gigi losing. And man, look, man, that girl was there. She was a spitting image of Kobe. She wanted to be her dad. I mean, you know, if Kobe had a son, it would have been Gigi. Gigi would have been, it would have been George or whatever she'd have named it. Maybe Kobe Jr.
Yep.
Because she was it. I mean, it was just something. It was something about that relationship. And he said, girl, dad. And, you know, that was trending at one point in time. And you see her at the games when Kobe was starting coming back to Staples. She was right next to him. Mm-hmm. On his shoulders as a little baby girl. It was Gigi. And to have, man, that just, like I said, it just, Skip, it doesn't even seem real. No. I mean, I go back. I was like, man, you know what? And I remember going to bed that night. I was like, man, let this be a mistake, because at first, when it first happened, and you and I were in the lobby checking in, I was like, well, maybe it's one of those things where they say, yep. somebody passed and it was, you know, it was a joke, a prank or something. And then you started hearing it, and I'm just saying to myself, and I'm going to my bed, I said, please, Lord, don't let this be true.
Yep.
And then more and more, I was like, it's
and
just.
And to underscore the magnitude of this man's passing, Monday of Super Bowl week in Miami, Kobe Bryant transcended the Super Bowl.
Yes.
He basically shut down Super Bowl week.
Yes, there was no talk about the Super Bowl on Monday.
No, because we had a lot of fans come out and watch us that Monday.
Right.
And just about
8-24.
And that's all we talked about because that's all we should have talked about.
Right. But like I said, Skip, it was just that when you know, when you can cross over sports, and soccer players wear your jersey, mm-hmm. golfers have on your jersey, tennis players, football players, and all the talk, you reach that iconic status. And that's what Kobe Bryant was. Like I said, not only America, the world mourned. You see overseas, you see China, you see Thailand, you see Japan, you see all these other, you see Europe. Mm. It's like, and I'm like, Kobe did that? Mm. Kobe did that?
He did that. And God rest his soul.
Yep.
Whew, I keep remembering those conversations, too, guys, that we had with fans at the Super Bowl and just how he impacted so many. It still doesn't feel real. I love thinking of Kobe and how much pride he took in coaching his girls. And you know what? Kobe, Gigi, forever in our hearts. That Mamba mentality lives on. And Vanessa, we're thinking about you and your family today.
No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners, I wanted to tell you about our brand new Fox Sports app and website, foxsports.com, reimagined for the modern sports fan. Go ahead, download the new app right now. You don't even have to pause this episode. Every day on the new app and website, you'll see the top stories in sports, plus a rich world of written content, videos, social media, and analytics to give you a 360-degree view of the most important stories of the day. Streaming live TV has never been so easy or elegant. Every Fox Sports game, including all pregame and postgame shows, are just one click away. For the extra invested fan, we also go deep with real-time wagering lines, trending prop bets, win probability, and key player projections. Download the new Fox Sports app or visit www.foxsports.com.
No mercy.
Last night, LeBron swatted Colin Sexton's layup attempt out of bounds. The chase down block has become LeBron's signature defensive move. And this one came in the midst of a monster fourth quarter for the King. Ooh. I like watching that thing back a couple times. Shannon, on a scale of 1 to 10, how impressive was this?
10.
10?
Yeah.
You're going to give that a 10?
Look like Phil Dahlhaus in the 2012 Olympics when he spiked it. Yeah, get it out of here, Skip Bayless. They was only up 2 points. Now, he told him, he said, look here, man, I'm having a party. Now, you come, you just bring something brown. Bring him.
Yeah.
Colin Sexton, no, he underage. He tried to sneak apple juice in the party. So LeBron just got him
right by the nape of the neck.
Yeah, we'll get it up out of here.
Yep. Mm.
Then he came back and apologized. I'm sorry, Mr. James. You know, Skip, you know you cannot sneak beverages in the sporting events. What sporting events let you bring your own beverage? Can you go to a football game and say, hey, I got a fifth right here, or I got a 2-liter Coke?
Mm.
No! Pay for it once you get inside.
Oh.
So he tried to sneak it in there, thought he was slick with it.
Did he?
Skip, I thought LeBron could have played. He did it all in the fourth. 21 points, 2 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 blocks.
Mm.
You saw him sizing him up. He's like, let him go. He said, don't foul him. Don't you foul him. Mm. That's what he told JR. I got him. He's way back there on. No, he thought he had a cheapie. I got him. JR looked back and said, you way back there. What you mean you got it? Don't you worry about it.
Mm.
Colin Sexton thought he had a cheapie. Thought he was going to do what he did to Brooklyn. You remember how he dropped that thing on Brooklyn, Skip? Dropped 42? Oh, go, James. Said, no, not this still my house. You a tenant in the house that I built. They can change the name. It was the Q, Quicken Loans. Now they changed it to Rocket Mortgage. They can change it whatever they want to. But I'm the title holder. I'm the deed holder to this.
Yep.
Colin Sexton, and don't you forget it. Now get it up out of here.
Now, for some objectivity, as opposed to what we just heard. I'm going to give this quote-unquote chase down a 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. Colin Sexton is 6'1" tall. LeBron James, the last time I checked, unless he's shrunk, is 6'9" tall. He is 8 inches taller than Colin Sexton. Why don't you ever pick on somebody your own size?
We do.
I want to know.
We got Tiago Splitter.
How can Tiago Splitter? I can outjump him. I told you, I can outjump him. He's now a coach for the Brooklyn Nets. Way to go, Tiago. My point is, how can you give a 10 to a 6'9" man who blocks the shot of a 6'1" man who had no business shooting it in the first place? Colin Sexton, what are you thinking? He tries to finger roll from a foot away from the basket and throws it way up in the air so that LeBron can pull off what he always does, the ultimate blindside sneak attack. It's a sneak attack. Why don't you ever do it face-to-face? Just do it right in somebody's face.
Skip, he's an ambush predator.
Oh, that's ambush.
Yes.
I'll give you.
That's what you do.
All-time ambush.
Yes.
So he's the lion against the gazelle,
no,
right?
Lion's more like stalk. See, what we do, we like a crocodile.
Mm.
We lay up under the water. You drinking water.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there's some good old water. Ooh, it's hot out here. What happened? Mm. You thought, I got me a layup. Ooh, I got you, cool. Cool, get out of the way. You ain't finna do nothing.
So it's like I saw a video the other day from Florida, an alligator against a little puppy dog.
Yeah, and the man jumped in and wrestled him free. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's, I guess somebody had to wrestle him free. Actually, the referee tried to wrestle him free.
Yes.
Because he called goaltend.
There was no goaltend.
Goaltend, and I'm thinking, well, the ball did come to a stop in midair. It did. It is dead stop. It hits its apex.
Skip.
Is it starting to come down just a touch?
I still can't figure it out.
Wait a second. That ball, if you slow-mo that, it is stopped.
They did in midair. LeBron say, what? What?
And because it's LeBron's house, the referee said, okay, we're going to give
Skip,
you that one.
This man is in year 18.
Are you sure that ball hadn't started just like a quarter of an inch down?
No.
If it's a quarter of an inch down, it's a goal.
And I want you to know, Skip, we had more in the tank if we needed to go higher.
Okay.
Now, I want you to know now, Skip, that's year 18 with the third most minutes in NBA history.
Mm-hmm.
And he almost hit his head on the rim.
Mm. Well, that's impressive against a 6'1".
No. That's impressive. He's doing it against a 5'2 guy. Let that sink in. Now, what guy do you think in year 18 with those kind of minutes going to do that?
Okay. Now let's go back to that fateful chase down in game 7 of, what was it,
2016.
This was the classic, you give him all-time credit for this, this was the classic bicycle built for two because JR sets up, he assists the chase down.
Yeah, we set him
because
up.
Because JR cuts off Iggy at the pass. JR cut him off at the pass. Iggy was thinking about dunking, and at the last second, JR gets in his way and makes him say, ooh, I better just try to lay this up off the glass.
Yeah!
And it sets up the chase down.
And guess what, Skip?
What if there had been no bicycle built for Duke? What if it's no JR with LeBron that got there? No, because Iggy would have dunked it, and LeBron would have hacked him on the back.
LeBron says, you know what I was thinking? I was thinking he might want to do the up and under. So I went over both hands. So I was going to block it on either side. I was going to needed to.
Huh. It was the ultimate ambush. It was the ultimate blindside, come from nowhere, sneak attack. It's a sneak attack. And have you ever seen LeBron just go face to face with somebody and say, get that you-know-what out of here?
Yeah, he done that several times.
I don't see that.
Yeah. But see, when guys dunk on him, you love that. But when he posterized somebody, you always talk about, well, they so small, and they pick on somebody your own size.
Mm.
Skip, I told you. Mm. He hollered from way back there in the backcourt. Woo-hoo! JR's like, why are you hollering? You in the backcourt. I got 2-on-1. What you want me to do? Whatever you do, don't file it. He's like, well, what you want me to do? Just don't file it. I'm there in a minute.
Really? Is this the same LeBron James who just 2 years ago got his potential game winner at Madison Square Garden blocked by Mario Hezonja?
Yeah, it happened.
Mario Hezonja blocked LeBron James' shot?
Skip.
How could that happen? That was face-to-face. That wasn't a chase down. That wasn't a sneak attack. That wasn't an ambush.
Groin injury. You know he had a groin injury. But, Skip, this is what we know. If you play in the NBA, just like if you play football, you play wide receiver, tight end, or running back, you're going to get your clock clean once, at least once. In the NBA, you're going to get dunked on or you're going to go get your shot blocked.
Okay.
Now, those are two things for certain.
Okay. So do you want to bring it down at least to a 9 because Colin Sexton is 6'1" tall?
Because he was sky high.
6'1"?
LeBron said, how high you want me to go?
Colin Sexton shoots that shot like he's way ahead of the pack and he's just going to finger roll it in.
Yeah, well, what are you doing?
George Irving.
What are you thinking?
Skip, he didn't see LeBron.
What are you doing?
Skip, you actually think the gazelle, do you think the wildebeest would go to the water if it actually knew the crocodile was in the water, if he actually saw him? No, he would not go.
Huh.
But that's the whole the sneak attack, what we do. We lure you into sneak.
So you're admitting it?
Yeah.
Okay, great. I give Skip, you that, but I'm not even sure it wasn't a goaltend.
It wasn't.
I think that ball stopped and started to descend.
They replayed it.
Yes, they did.
And they slowed it down.
Yeah.
And what did they say?
They said, we're in LeBron's house. They said, we're in LeBron's house. We got
to
give
LeBron
it to
house.
Him. We got to
give
it to
him. We just the deed holder.
Yeah.
We ain't that house no more. We let them stay there.
Yeah.
But we built it for them. You see what we do, Skip?
Just give me a 9 on it, and I'll let you off the hook on this one. Just a 9.
Nah, that's one of them Simone Biles.
Really?
Yeah, on the floor. That's what that is. That's a Simone Biles on the floor.
That's what it was?
Yeah.
No mercy.
Hey, Undisputed listeners. It's Charlotte Wilder here to tell you about my new podcast with Mark Titus called The People Sports Podcast. It comes out every Thursday, and Mark and I take one of the big stories of the week, and then we go off on tangents you never saw coming. This might mean that we start talking about the Dodgers winning the World Series and end up wondering if Knicks fans deserve happiness. Or begin with LeBron's greatness and end up drafting our ultimate beer league softball team made up of old athletes. Whatever it is, the only rule of the show is that it has to be fun and funny, because these days we could all use as many laughs as we can get. So check it out wherever you get your podcasts and come down weird sports rabbit holes with us. We can't wait to have you.
No mercy.
We're less than 2 weeks from Super Bowl 55, where Tom Brady's Bucks will look to avenge a Week 12 loss to the Chiefs. Kansas City got out to a big lead in that game thanks to Tyreek Hill, going for more than 200 yards in the first quarter alone. Tampa Bay did claw back into the game and made it close down the stretch, only to lose 27-24. Now joined by former Chiefs cornerback Orlando Scandrick. Orlando, now, I hate to remind you, but I feel like you picked Rodgers over Brady last weekend. So what shot do you give Brady this time?
Well, first, I got to give my shout out to Uncle Skip. I owe you a couple cases. Brady pulled it out. I don't know. There was a lot of suspect things that went on in that game. it was some bad defensive play in that game. Mm-hmm. And Sharp, the kind of things that you accuse me of are the kind of things that was happening in that game. 38-yard touchdown passes with 6 seconds to go. But no, I think the Super Bowl should be interesting. It's hard to bet against Mahomes. He's on a different level right now. Andy Reid is one of the best coaches ever to do it. You know, the amount of times that he's been in that championship game in that position, and now the amount of times that he's getting to go to the Super Bowl, you know, I think they repeat. I think they're running back, go back to back.
I agree with a lot of what you said, but I think Brady has a great shot to win, Skip. If you look at the line, Vegas thinks it's going to be a very close game also. If I'm not mistaken...
Wait, did you just say a great shot?
Yeah, I give Brady a great shot to win, Skip, because if you look at this, JPP and Shaq Barrett made Aaron Rodgers' life miserable. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to be without their two starting offensive linemen. They can make Patrick Mahomes' life miserable. Now, that's the question. Will they have the similar success getting to Mahomes like they had Rodgers? If they can't get to Mahomes, they cannot beat unless Mahomes is off and turn the ball over. Because the one thing that we've seen from Tampa's defense this postseason, Skip, they forced teams into turnover. They got 4 from New Orleans, they got 2 from the Packers, and they got 1 from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they've turned those into points. They're not kicking field goals. Mm-hmm. They're getting touchdowns when they turn you over. That was the difference in the game on Sunday. Oh, is that Green Bay? Green Bay turned over the Bucs 3 times, got 6 points. They turned the Packers over twice and got 14 points.
They did.
Well, that's the difference in your ball game. If Aaron Rodgers catches one of those, maybe we're having a different discussion. And so this is why I give Brady a great chance, Skip. Their defense is playing well. They are turning the football over, and then Brady's getting short fields and cashing in on those. But the key, and I said this yesterday, JPP and Shaq Barrett, they're capable of having a Von Miller-type Super Bowl 50.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do that, they can beat Kansas City.
Okay.
But the issue, one second. The issue was Tampa Bay played incredible in the first half of offense. Their third down efficiency was like nothing that I ever seen before. And I give credit to Tom Brady. But I just don't think that Patrick Mahomes is going to turn it over. And I just don't think that the Chiefs defense is going to be as bad as the Packers defense.
All right, Orlando, before I unleash on this, back to you. Give us your insight, having played with the Chiefs in practice against Mahomes. Describe him to somebody who wouldn't know anything about him. Why is he as great as he appears to be at this young age?
He's incredible. He's having fun with it. We always said when I was in the locker room, some people play football for money and some people make money to play football.
Yep.
And he makes money to play football because he just loves it. They all love it. They just work. You know, he trusts you. He trusts Tyreek. You know, he throws into double teams. It doesn't matter. Tyreek outruns him. Kelsey, you know, he doesn't get doubled a lot as much as he should, but he just wears out corners, backside of 3-by-1, wherever they put him, and just efficient. And then the running backs just run hard. They hold the ball. They catch it out the backfield. And they're all selfless guys. No one's selfish. No one's complaining when they're not getting the ball.
Okay. Now back to November 29th in Tampa, Kansas City. Mahomes throws it to Tyreek in the first quarter to the tune of 203 receiving yards in a quarter. I'd never heard of anything like that before. Carlton Davis stayed in single coverage on Tyreek for all of the first quarter and some into the second quarter. And you know what happened. And Mahomes throws for 359 in the first half. Mahomes threw for only 103 in the second half because the Bucs started drawing a bead on how to defend. They fell back into more cover two type zones, man underneath, but they played more zone. They started to get after Mahomes a little bit more in the second half, and Brady started to draw a bead on the Kansas City defense because over the last three quarters of that game, Brady threw for 313 yards and led two long scoring drives in the fourth quarter that did cut the score, even though it didn't look, you know, it was much more lopsided than the final score appeared. But it was 27-24 with 4 minutes and 10 seconds left. And then all the credit to Mahomes and Andy Reid because they just schemed him and tricked him, and Mahomes ran for two first downs, and they killed 4 minutes and 10 seconds of clock, and Brady never got the ball back.
Right.
So Mahomes got even with Brady, so to speak, for what Brady did to him in overtime at the game that Orlando watched out from the sideline, when obviously Brady never gave him the ball back in overtime because he converted three straight third and tens, which is impossible, to win that game. But I'm going to remind everybody, after this 27-24 loss came a very late bye week for Tampa Bay, not until week 13. And during that week, Brady fixed this offense. Brady added some play action. Brady added some motion that he had in New England that he'd never had under the no risk it, no biscuit Bruce Arians offense. And all of a sudden, both the offense and the defense took off after the bye week. Since then, they've won seven straight games. And to Shannon's point, the defense has gotten hot because what usually shows you how hot a defense is, they start taking the ball away and it gets contagious, as Orlando knows. So I like where they are now. I like it that they went on the road and beat three straight top 10 defenses in Washington, New Orleans, and Green Bay. I like where they're setting, and I like Tom Brady as an underdog because Orlando, as I told you last week, there's one man in sports I never bet against, especially when the stakes are highest in the biggest games.
LeBron James? Is it LeBron James?
No, no, you know who it is. That's the guy I would always bet against. But with the money pushed to the middle. Are you talking about the guy who's now 4-6 in the finals? That guy?
Yeah. 10 is a lot of finals. But let's go back. Let's go back to an X factor that I think got a lot of experience with Brady in the Super Bowl. Steve Spagnuolo. The two times Brady's two losses in the Super Bowl were to him. I think he has a great plan, and I think that this KC team is built similar to what the Giants team was built. With Chris Jones and Frank Clark, and then, you know, having Honey Badger as kind of their Mr. Do-Everything. And I think that Brady is going to have a tough chance. I think he's going to throw the kitchen sink at him, and there'll be a lot of coverages mixed and matched. And, I mean, it's going to be a game of chess all day.
Okay, so how do you see the scoring go? Do you say high scoring, or do you think Kansas City can win by 14 or 21?
No. I think there's going to be a game that maybe 23-16, 23-20. I don't think there's going to be a bunch of points scored. The Chiefs can run the ball when they need to. Andy's one of those coaches that you're going to see game plan every week. It's not, some coaches do what they do, but Andy, you're going to see game plan every week.
I think the thing is, if you look at the Chiefs, the way they run the ball, and the Rams gave you the blueprint. If you think you're going to just run the ball up the middle on Tampa, that's not happening. They too big inside. They got Vita Vea probably wearing 350 to 370. Sue, they got those big guys in there. You're going to have to get on the edges to run the ball against them. And you see Mecole Hardman, you see Tyreek with a lot of jet sweeps, and I think that's the way they're going to attack them. But here's another thing that's interesting, and correct me if I'm wrong. Even though if Tampa plays the perfect game, you still have to hope my homeboy is off slightly. Skip, he hasn't lost a game in which he's been on. So if he's on, it doesn't matter what Tampa does. And let this sink in, Skip. He's never lost a game by more than a touch, by more than one score. Mm-hmm. Let that sink in. The man has been a starter for 3 years, and he has not lost a game. So it doesn't matter. And because they've done it so many times, they can fall behind 10. A lot of times teams fall behind in playoff games. It's a death sentence.
Okay. Would you say that Mahomes was a little bit off in last year's Super Bowl?
Early?
Late third quarter, early fourth?
Look at the last game that he lost, he started, the Raiders. Mm-hmm. He was off just slightly. He completed a little slightly above 50% of his passes, threw an interception.
40 to 32, right?
And he lost by 8. He was slightly off, and he threw for 350. If he's dealing, it's good night. Kiss the baby, Skip. Put the baby to bed. Give the baby some warm milk and put him to bed. It's over.
Late third quarter interception, early fourth interception, down 20 to 10.
And what'd he do? Walk him down. What did I tell you he was going to do to Buffalo? Oh, I told him on Friday. I said, he going to spot him 10 points. Well, Mahomes turned me into a lie. He only spotted him 9 because the guy missed the PAT and then walked him down. Mm. He let you score the first 9. I'm going to go get the next 38. I give you another 8-9 here and call it a wrap.
That was against Josh Allen. Go ahead, O.
It's going to be a hell of a game. You know, I can't count out time. I don't know what I was thinking. Like, I was trying to go with you, Shannon. I don't know what I've been thinking, man. But it's gonna be a game, and if anybody can unseat Tom, it's gonna be Patrick Mahomes. But it's gonna come down to the trenches: what the two defensive lines do, how they affect the quarterbacks, and it's what the Chiefs not having Eric Fisher gonna play a big, big role in it. And you know, but we'll see.
That's that. But I believe it's gonna be high scoring. I think it's gonna be a game, and because you can't, I don't see how you beat Mahomes without scoring at least 30. I mean,
I go off of Vegas. Vegas set that line so high, I think they know something. Mm. You know, the lights is too bright in Vegas for that line to be so high.
Because it's 56 and a half, so they hit it. So 3 points. So somebody getting, so it might be, what, 30, 26? It's 26. I think it's going to get to the line. I'm going to go over the line.
I remind you, at November 29th at Tampa, time of possession was 37 minutes Mahomes to only 23 for Brady.
Yeah, Brady went a lot of three and outs early. That's what the difference kept. And, you know, what did Mahomes do? He went like 75 yards, 70 yards, 80 yards. And, well, one of those didn't take any time because he hit Tyreek, and that don't take like 5 or 6 seconds.
The Bucs are very different than they were on November 29th. I don't think the Chiefs are any different because they're still the Chiefs. So I'm going to give you that. But I think Tampa has raised its level.
What you've done, and a lot of people have done, you're looking at Vegas, where they're not covering the spread. They're not covering the spread. They keep winning close. You heard what they said, what did they put in front of close? They keep winning. They keep winning. Yeah. But it wasn't by 5. It wasn't by 10 like Vegas saying. Mm-hmm. You lost sight of the big picture. I don't know about you all, but I never went to a game like, man, we favored by 8 points. We got to get on our horses. We got to make sure we win by 10 so people going to lose their money. Mm-hmm. That wasn't my fault. I got to have more than what you got at the end of the game. I don't care what Vegas said.
You know the old cliche, by the skin of your teeth. I don't know what it means, but I know how it applies here. They keep winning by the skin of their teeth.
What about Sunday? With that skin of their teeth?
How many lives do they have? 9, 10, 11, 12?
You thought the game in Cleveland was close because my homeboy got hurt. He was about to kick dirt in their face. You know that. I know that. Everybody know that. Because in the playoff games, he going to get you 30. He getting 30.
Okay.
Don't be a good one.
Get you 35. They've been averaging 35.
We averaged 34 for a playoff career.
All right. No mercy.
Saturday, Caleb Plant, one of the best pound-for-pound fighters in boxing, puts his perfect record and super middleweight title on the line against Caleb Truax. Saturday, 8 Eastern on Fox and the Fox Sports app. Well, guys, Aaron Rodgers didn't sound too confident about the future of the Packers after he fell to 1-4 in NFC Championship games on Sunday. And now reports are circulating that he wants more money to stay in Green Bay. Packers legend Brett Favre is trying to pump the brakes on any discontent, saying there's frustration on Aaron's side right now, but there's, quote, no way that Green Bay would lose Rodgers. And this morning, Packers CEO Mark Murphy said, quote, we're not idiots. Aaron Rodgers will be back. So, Shannon, how does this play out?
Well, it sounds like you're an idiot. You drafted a quarterback in the first round, so why would you do that? If you were so certain Aaron Rodgers was what you said he is, and how adamant you are and how decisive you are in your praise right currently, why would you ever take a quarterback in the first round and trade up to do so if you feel this way? Because Mark Murphy knows Aaron Rodgers now has the leverage back again, Skip, and he's going to hold their feet to the fire. What are you – and the word Players Club, St. Louis comes into the building, Skip. He says, do something to make me feel better. Packers, you're going to have to do something to make this man feel better. What you going to do? You need to get me somebody that I feel – I'm not necessarily saying, Skip, it's a wide receiver. I'm not necessarily saying it's this or that. But you better get somebody that's going to be able to come in and contribute because you took a guy that had no bearing on our season. And I'm not getting any younger. So you're trying to add stuff for the future. My future is right now. And so he's like, okay. What y'all gonna do? Now, I mean, well, this upcoming season, 2021 and 2022, on his resume, on the books for them. So I'm surprised that this is a play about money. Could be. I mean, hell, I mean, making, what, $36, $37 million next year? And I think, what, 40 after that? Like 40.9 after that?
No, 39.9, but 40.
Okay, 40 yeah. million. So, what, he want to add, what, two, three more years? And so, Skip, look. He's upset. He's frustrated, Skip. I mean, it was set up for you, Skip. I mean, you had the perfect birthday. I mean, it was sunny. The weather forecast was projected to be 85 and sunny. And then all of a sudden, a pop-up thunderstorm came, and it washed you out. And that pop-up storm was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And it washed your perfectly good season. That everything that you had worked for, Skip, it washed it all away. He's frustrated right now. But he's mainly upset that what they did in the offseason when they selected a quarterback, and we knew what it was going to be, Skip. We knew he was going to be seething because quarterbacks, they don't take kindly to when you taking their replacement, especially because that guy can't help us do nothing. He didn't even hold for the snap. He didn't do anything.
Nope.
So Roger said, you could have got me somebody. So he's going to hold. He has the hammer right now, Skip, and he's looking to be bash somebody in the head with it.
So, I know how much you love your man, Aaron Rodgers, and you know how much I don't love him. So, I'm just going to lay it right in the middle of this table right here, right now. To me, the Green Bay Packers are now officially held hostage by Aaron Rodgers.
Yes.
Because all he did to counteract Jordan Love was go out and be the runaway MVP. And yet, all he did in yet another championship game was let them down. That's 1-4 in championship games, and I'm going to – I dare you to go look at that one that he won in Chicago with Jay Cutler on the bicycle with a strained knee, some kind of a wounded knee.
It just goes to show you, Skip, he played better in this game than he did that game, and he won that game.
They won it, and then they went on and won that long-ago, far-away Super Bowl, and that's all you got. And since then, he's been 7-8 in the playoffs, and if you look at the seven wins – they're flawed because it was Joe Webb at quarterback and Kirk Cousins and the Dez caught it game and the Odell boat trip to Miami game, then playing at Lambeau, and then the two cross-country field goals by Mason Crossbar at Jerry World. It's just one thing after another where he got a lot of breaks along the way even to get to 7-8. But now he's doing – look, the two greatest strengths to me of Aaron Rodgers – and I don't discount either one of them because they are great strengths. He can front run, and I mean that in the most positive way. If he gets you down, that's why Tom Brady knew, I got to take the ball. They deferred to us. They said, you take it, Tom. Right. Watch what we do to you. And he converted. Brady did three straight third and tens to go right down and score a touchdown to go 7-0. That's the only way you're going to win against Aaron Rodgers on the frozen tundra.
Right.
You got to show him right out of the box. We're here to stay.
Right.
We're here to fight. And you have to put him on his heels and hope that maybe he folds in the fourth quarter. And he did. He did. You were the first to acknowledge he did not play great in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. They had their opportunities, in part thanks to Tom Brady. But they could, even with two backup safeties in for Tampa Bay, he could not pull it off. But what does he do now? He can front run and he can blame deflect at the highest order. And he is now blame deflect. He is managing to turn the narrative from it was your fault, Aaron, to no, it was Matt LaFleur's fault and it's Mike Patton's fault. And ultimately, it's Mark Murphy's fault because you didn't get him enough help mm-hmm. and you dared to go trade up in the first round to take a quarterback right. who clearly was earmarked as his replacement sooner or later, depending on, remember, it took Aaron 3 years to replace Brett Favre, and I'm sure that was sort of the timetable. Well, if it takes 2 years or three, we'll be just fine, but we need to get him right here, right now.
Right. Okay? Skip, and the thing was, you said you believed that Aaron had held them hostage for the last 7-8 years. Mm-hmm. They finally took some of it back by taking the quarterback, said, oh, okay, Aaron, we'll move on without your butt.
Yep.
And then they messed around and let the man have 48-5, and he's okay. going to be MVP, and he snatched it right back.
Okay.
So what do they do now, Skip? They damned if they do, damned if they don't.
All right, but during the regular season, you're going to get a lot of discount double check yep. from Aaron. You're going to get McCringleberry at Tampa Bay when they
went up 10-0. I wanted to see it.
But when you get to the highest level of the conference, you got 1-4. So that's why you're held hostage. I don't think he'll ever break through again and win a Super Bowl. I could be wrong, but I don't see it. As he's, what is he now, 37?
Yeah.
I think you've seen the best of Aaron Rodgers. Well, that's why they're held hostage. What do they do now? Because it's hard to argue with runaway MVP.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, well, I'm going to move on from a guy that just thrown 48 touchdowns with 5 interceptions. How do you move on from that? So basically, if he wants more money because now he's tied with Jared Goff for the 5th highest paid, and you got some more QBs coming up, you heard the Baltimore Ravens say, Skip, you stay out of Baltimore Ravens. The general manager says, I want Lamar here long term.
Sure.
He deserves to get that.
Mm-hmm.
You see how they ain't mentioned nothing about no discount. Mm-hmm. They ain't mentioned nothing about no hometown discount. They ain't got to realize, say, mention anything about, you know, we got to do, think about the other team. They said, Lamar Jackson, you see the difference between the way the Ravens do business and the way your team do business?
Okay, but every other commercial now, I see Dak Prescott on a national TV commercial,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
He's starting to rival Baker.
Well, he got to, because y'all ain't paying him.
Huh.
You ain't paying
well,
him.
He got him already.
He got to make some money.
You got to give a discount because you are America's team's quarterback.
I need one of them right? discounts. Hey, Dak, see you boy, one of them discounts, one of them old beds.
Speaking of discount, does Aaron Rodgers, how much has he made from State Farm over the years?
Well, he's going to make more from Green Bay.
I don't know.
So what? What do you want? What, tackle another 3 years, Skip? So make it a 5-year deal for what? 120?
Yep.
125? He wants 45 a year?
All I know is if I were a Green Bay Packer fan, when it comes playoff time, the last thing I'm going to do is R-E-L-A-X. Not with Aaron Rodgers.
There you go. Skip, he said that many years ago.
Okay, but that was during the regular season after yeah. they'd lost a couple of games.
Yeah.
And I give you that regular season wonder. He's starting to get like Peyton used to be, where he put up those numbers during the regular season. Can't trust him in the biggest games in the postseason.
Well, he need to go on somewhere and say, yeah, go on okay. and get me to San Francisco.
Right. Well, maybe they will.
Shh. Favorite, Super Bowl favorite right there.
Mm. Yep. Well, we'll see.
Can you think about what Kyle Shanahan did for Matt Ryan?
Mm.
Matt Ryan ain't played that well before or since.
Mm.
Look at what he's done with those guys, Skip. He got guys that shouldn't even.
I got it. But go back and look at 5 NFC Championship games played by Aaron Rodgers and tell me what you see and don't see from him because you don't see a lot.
Skip, like I said, I think he plays well. But the really great one, Skip, you got to play well in the moments.
Mm-hmm.
It's the moment, Skip.
Yep.
I'm not saying you got every third down you got to pick up. You got to go 10 for 11 on third down. You
yep.
got to make every throw. But it's moments that we remember the most.
So last quick point was there's an anonymous quote in Mike Sando's piece in The Athletic today about Aaron. And the quote is from a veteran coach. It says, why is it so hard for Rodgers to act like a professional? Oh, he's a diva, a blame-deflecting diva. That's what he always has been.
Yeah, I mean, don't change it.
Thank you.
Well, guess what? Y'all blame-deflected because y'all blame me, and you took a quarterback. So if you took a quarterback, so what are you saying, Skip? Whenever you draft in the first round, you're saying that position is a position that we need.
They were preparing
okay,
to cut
then.
Bait.
Well, I'm preparing to cut bait.
All right.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm prepared to jump overboard.
Mm.
You ain't got to cut bait.
Mm.
I'm going to jump in.
Mm.
That's what I do for you.
They should cut bait at some
point. I bet you they will. Okay, do it. I dare you, Mark Murphy, to cut bait. I double dare you.
Good.
Yeah, they said they're not idiots.
Discount there.
You know, Skip, when you were a kid, I double dare you with ice cream on top.
With everything?
No mercy.